Hi, welcome back to Cambridge Inside Out. I'm Judy Mavens.
And over here, I'm still Robert Winters. And it's still April 5th. It hasn't changed
yet. Yes.
So here's one thing let's just say it quick right now, but a curious thing is tomorrow morning starting at 10 a.m. and Thursday morning starting at, consecutive days, there's meetings of the Government Operations Committee. No, excuse tomorrow? Me. Incorrect. No, incorrect. This is the ad hoc committee for the selection of the, what's it called? For
The screening committee.
Screening or pre-screening committee. It's funny. So what it is it opens technically as a public meeting that they immediately vote to go into executive session. And again, I'm not trying to be mean-spirited and say this, but the language really, really kind of floored me. It says, executive session to discuss the reputation and character of applicants for the city manager preliminary screening committee. I got a kick out of it because it's okay, we're going to discuss the reputation and character. By the way, I was originally going to apply for that, and I'm glad I didn't. The last thing I need is them discussing my reputation and character. I thought kind of interesting that they should have those words as opposed to
qualifications
for qualifications and expertise,
community engagement,
and,
involvement in the city. Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure they're going to just be evaluating the applicants, period, but the choice of the words that we're going to discuss the reputation
character
and character.
And reputation. Yeah,
and I thought, we going?
Those are very loaded terms.
Yeah. And I don't know. Maybe they need better script writers or something, but what a terrible choice of words to use. And by the way, next week, I think April 12th, if I'm not mistaken, there is a Government Operations Committee meeting where they're going to finally talk.
Where you can talk about the boards and commissions.
Yeah, so they're, they've got a bunch of board appointments and reappointments on ice.
Being held up, right.
Yeah, just waiting for the council to come up with protocols and supposedly. Now, I have no idea what's going to grow out of that meeting. My personal feeling is that all of this whole move toward requiring council review of board and commission appointments is very, very specific to the having much more to do with housing development issues. Meaning we don't want to have anybody on the conservation commission who might stand in the way of building housing. Or we don't want anybody on a neighborhood conservation district commission that might in any way suggest that a course of action that would limit housing, right? And if that's really what this is about, then say it, right?
That's April 12th at 10 a.m. You're right.
Yeah. So the two they're sort of committed because they're like city councilors are basically deciding how they're going to evaluate the character of appointments.
There's a lot of meetings.
They're finally kind of kicking it in,
May 4th is the charter changes. There's some meeting.
Right. That's right. So they still have to pass an ordinance that basically puts
into place.
Is that
an ordinance meeting?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah. I don't know really how they're going to proceed with not only the protocols for the existing charter changes that were voted this past November, but also where the process is going to flow, having to do with future charter changes and how that would actually go about. Not the least of which being, if they do create a citizen committee having to do with reviewing charter every 10 years, starting this year, how do you select the people who would be on such a commission or committee?
Well, I think that's the same way they're selecting this one. It's sort of the same.
Right. Well, in other words, we'll see whether somebody who chooses to be on this commission, like for example, if I would apply, if I fit the bill of meeting the character and reputation of five city councilors.
Well, you should definitely, if that is an open thing, you should be on
honestly
that.
If it has to do with charter review. I absolutely think I should be on that, but
I think they would ask you to
you know, some might, and then some might say, and that would be very telling too, if people who really
properly should be on that. You're so familiar with all
I know it, but you know, but ultimately maybe this is still going to be about politics, and we'll see.
I hope not,
you know, but that's kind of the way it's going. By the way, there was one thing, it was very, it's kind of snuck its way in, but on the schedule for budget hearings are not until May, but they are scheduled. And there was one thing I did find kind of interesting. I think I'm going to do a little quick share screen here just to address it. All right. It had to do, so the budget hearings will commence May 10th, you know, for about approximately, or a little more than half the city departments.
Okay.
Then the following day on the 11th, there's the one where they do the school committee budget, and then they come back for the rest of the city departments on May 17th. Now, one thing, because I actually read this stuff, you might notice that on May 10th, right before fire department and police department, there is a brand new entity that says community safety.
That is new. Never been there before.
Brand new. It's never been in there before. And what that means to me, at least, and I'll sort of pop out of there right now, is that there was this whole thing that some people were pushing for the HART proposal. There was also an alternative community safety response system
from the city, right?
So the city had a notion about how to do it. If it hasn't been resolved publicly, perhaps it has been resolved internally, and we will find out in late April or early May when the budget book is issued. And we see what the budget figures are for community safety.
There was money that was attached to the city's response. It was definitely a million.
There was a proposal that was floated. So
who's that up to then? The city then?
City manager proposes the budget. Okay. I mean, I know there are one or two city councilors who would gladly change the charter so that they had 100% control of the budget from the get-go, but that's not how it is now.
So you know what's going to happen is that that will get pulled out, and if it goes the way the city wants, then you're going to have the predictable people to say, I'm not voting for this, just like what happened with the municipal broadband.
I'm sure there will be other budgets that may be subject of some extra scrutiny and maybe a little controversy. But if you ask me right now where the real interesting fireworks may be, it'll be right then and there on May 10th. All right.
But where's the language for these? Isn't there supposed to be
not? We don't see it yet. We don't see any of it until we see the budget.
Because this apparent budget line, it's not just a line,
it's a whole category. Sort of like fire department, police department.
But they have to produce a budget book has to be available before you vote on things, right?
That budget book will come out in late April in all likelihood.
Okay.
I always get the actual fat book. I get the print copy, but it'll also be available online.
I will visit you and look at that book because I'm not going to look at it.
Don't be at all surprised if between now and then you start hearing a heightened rhetoric about
the HART proposal,
which in my mind is a very poorly fleshed out proposal. And I make no secret of that. It's a terrible, terrible precedent to actually go down that road.
So will there be policy orders, you think, related to that, maybe?
Well, I mean, the way the budget process works is the budget is presented to the council. They can hash it out. They can refuse to fund things. They can try and hold the city managers down, kicking and screaming.
But before
all they
that,
can do is vote it up or down.
But before those meetings, when they
budget book.
Obviously, get the copy. Well, can they put an order in before they?
Doesn't matter. They can make requests for modifications.
Okay.
But any
change has to come after it's presented.
My feeling right now is the budget book is complete except for the punctuation, right? Mm-hmm. There's no changes really right now.
Right. No, all I'm saying is that do we expect to see some of this upheaval before the budget?
I would expect to see a fair amount of policy orders.
And that's what I'm basically asking.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know, but basically, this is all sort of after the fact. I think they all know that the budget process began last September, October, and that this is not really a time to really be making any serious changes.
And the city presented what they thought was okay, and that they allowed for the heart stuff, and that this is the way it's going to be.
Right. Yeah. But we'll see. Right. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. But I just say, you know, put it on your radar.
It's on
later this month and in early May. This will be sort of a thing, definitely a thing.
Definitely.
One other thing happened. I think it was last week, and this is sort of a minor point, perhaps, but I thought it said something about our elected officials. So there was a petition filed from some people up in more from the North Cambridge, or it was from all over the city, really, the signers, but it had to do with asking
parking.
For some modifications to the bicycle safety ordinance.
Oh, safety ordinance, right.
Right, in the wake of all of these difficulties and controversies and back and forth and all of that, you know. And you know, I look at that, I say, like, all right, well, citizens' petitions say we'd like you to consider making some modifications.
Wasn't a petition? It was a petition. Okay.
It's just a petition asking for action. Right. Normally when that happens, you know, you say, okay. I mean, a zoning petition is different because petition is it's referred to the planning board. It's referred to the ordinance committee for a hearing and report. And there's a process established. But if a bunch of citizens sign a paper that say, we would like you to do something, then it doesn't have to be referred nothing has to be done.
What was the last petition? Was that the neighborhood conservation thing? Was that a petition? That wasn't a zoning thing, right?
Yeah, I think that the Crow petition? Was that the one about—
Whatever, but that did get discussed and that got talked about. No?
Yeah, yeah. I think that was actually presented as a change in that's either in the municipal ordinance, which wouldn't have to necessarily go in front of the planning board, or could be
changed to the zoning.
I don't actually remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't. But,
and that's still sort of a live issue, I think.
Sure.
You know, we'll see how that goes.
So getting back to this one,
I think if anybody thinks that there hasn't been controversy about this, they haven't been watching. Some people said, well, we'd like to petition the council for some intervention to make some modifications. But remember, bunch of them signed a pledge saying under no circumstances shall we change anything.
Before they were elected, right.
And sure enough, there was, I mean, it was listed as over 1,000 signatures, but it was really about 870.
Right, because you went through it. Yeah.
Yeah. And
that's considerable. That is the
community. It is considerable.
Yeah.
Yes. And
more so than I think like the Hart proposal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But what happened? The counselors take it. I think it was Azeem, the new kid, basically said words to the effect, well, what are we supposed to do with this now? And they said, well, we could refer it to an ordinance. Actually, one of the other counselors said this. We could refer it to are we supposed to refer this to the ordinance committee or some committee? Well, maybe the transportation committee could take it up and discuss it. And Burhan Azeem actually said words, I'm not going to quote him verbatim here, but he basically said, well, I don't know why we're supposed to be doing anything, because you know we're not going to do it, we're not going to actually make any changes or anything, so why should we even be discussing this? And I thought to myself,
wow,
sorry kid, that's arrogant. That's really arrogant. You know, if you want to play politics,
you can always make change to an ordinance. You can always make change.
You know, if you're counselor, sure.
It's called amendments, right?
But your political base may be one thing, but you don't basically take 870 people and say, go to hell. That's not good politics. At the very least, that's just not good politics.
But they did that to the Fresh Pond people. With the
yes, they did. Ultimately, that's right. So
some of those are the same people.
Yeah, I know it. Been around Cambridge
a long time.
Okay? I know it. But anyway, I thought at the very least, this, you know, if you get a sufficient number of people crying out saying change something, even if you ultimately don't change it, you still have to have that conversation.
Acknowledge it.
Right. Yeah. You know, so regardless of whether you signed a pledge to do nothing, right?
Was it referred to a committee?
I don't believe so. I think there's a promise.
Oh, it was tabled, filed?
No, it was not. It was just placed on file. And I think the chair of the Transportation and Traffic Committee, which is Baran Azeem, may bring it up for discussion. And who knows?
So it's up to his discretion. Right? There's no timeline. There's nothing on that.
Nothing. I just thought it was kind of a telling moment about, you know, that says like, you know, it's sort of like that line from Alice's Restaurant, and the judge wasn't going to look at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the photos, the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one. You know,
it's
part of Alice's Restaurant, the Alice's Restaurant Massacre. And, you know, so anyway, so, you know, what's the message it says to the people of the city? If you don't like an ordinance and you're thinking about writing a petition to the council, don't bother. That's the message.
It's kind of like, I can't use the language, but you know, it starts with an F.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, I thought that was, it was telling in its own sort of way. By the way, you mentioned earlier the pre-screening of the people who are applying to be on this,
City manager search.
Be on the screening committee for city manager position. Yeah. So let's not forget, you know, the manager, the city clerk, city auditor.
These people are all leaving in the next few months, right?
That's right. I mean, it's happening pretty quick. They a couple of weeks ago, they did modify the schedule a little bit to push it back a little bit more. I'm not feeling good about any of this, but I think ultimately they seem to allow a little bit of just discretion to a few counselors to basically move a little more quickly on manager and clerk ones, to basically look around and solicit some interest from among some people, and maybe those will be done with, you know, a lot less controversy.
Can I ask you, the city clerk and the city auditor, those aren't public. They're not going to have meetings about those. It's not.
They don't need to have meetings about the manager either,
right?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
there's big to do about this one. I know.
Right. I mean, you know, back in the days when Bob Healy was appointed city manager, well, originally as interim acting city manager and then city manager, back in those days, you didn't have a big long process. Basically, of course, these are before the days of open meeting laws as well. So five counselors got together over a beer and said, we think Jimmy here is going to be pretty good. Yeah. So let's appoint him city manager. And he serves at the pleasure of the council anyway. So if we don't like him, he's gone. Right. Sometimes elected officials will create a process in order to present the impression that there's a very, very thorough process going on here in order to come up with the best possible outcome.
Well, the last time when Louis was chosen, wasn't it? There were forums. That's how I watched.
The forums came at the very end. There was a screening committee
of citizens. Was there a screening?
There could have been some citizens. No. I only know of one person who was on it. I'm not going to name that person, but
okay. But I don't remember all this. This I don't remember all.
Well, how they came down to the three finalists, there was a process. You know, and then when that process came down, one of them basically found out that they
dropped out. Right.
Said, well, we see where this is going, so I'm dropping out. And then, you know, so it was basically decided before the forums were even happening.
Right. But I guess what I'm saying is it wasn't so much of this, this constant kind of, I mean, I guess,
you know,
because of the political climate, they have to have this big open.
I can understand the desire to have a headhunter firm come in because of the importance of a city manager.
Oh yeah. Well, they did it last time too. Oh yeah. They always have that.
Yeah. And hopefully a really great outcome comes of this, but ultimately, as Tim Toomey used to always remind people, He used to say, all it takes is five votes and you could override every ounce of that entire process. That's all the charter requires is five votes, simple majority of the city councilor to appoint a city manager or appoint a city clerk or appoint a city auditor. That's it. Yeah. You know, so it's nice that they're doing all of this stuff here. I worry a little bit that, in fact, this big involved process might end up precluding good candidates. And so that you might actually end up with a better result with less process. But we'll see how it goes. Hope springs eternal, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's happening. Actually, one other thing I say, just a small thing. This is more of a personal thing, but there was an incident that happened in Central Square last week, where I was just walking home, and there was a guy, you know, who I'd seen around few times before, was being really verbally abusive, and then as I passed him, he then sort of gets up to come at me, but I kind of evade the guy, and then he basically wallops another guy, and I'm going looking for the police, and then as I look down the street, I see City Councilor Mark McGovern saying, "The police have been called. He already punched me."
Wait, right? Who said that? The
police McGovern. Have been called. McGovern.
Oh, so I say, okay. So you said the police had been called.
Yes. So some of us waited around for this to have happened. But now, the only reason I'm bringing this up, because this guy was violent, was that after when the police came and an ambulance came, because, you know, there's always some level of substance abuse involved with these.
There's just folks, a lot of stuff.
Or mental health and whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, unlike many of the sort of the ordinary characters you encounter in Central Square, they're almost never violent, at least not violent to others, to people other than their own enclave. There's often incidents among, they fight each other, but they don't basically assault random other passersby like what happened this past week.
Yeah.
Right. So the only reason I wanted to bring it up here is that, so afterwards, Council McGovern was emphatic, saying, under no circumstances, I don't want to press any charges. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. I understand you want to be kind-hearted to somebody who's sort of obviously a problematic person. But this person had just assaulted other Cambridge residents.
But the police were called, so there was going to be an intervention.
Police were called, but then the moment the police weren't going to arrest him if they didn't witness it. And then, you know, one person who obviously had witnessed, and in fact, it was actually recorded and shown on WBZ, of the assault, then saying, oh, no, I don't want to have this person arrested because, oh, what a terrible thing that actual law enforcement should be involved. I thought to myself, hold on a minute, you know, if somebody's actually assaulting people, then it really is negligent for you to not get law enforcement involved.
No, but Robert, you just said the police were called. So law enforcement was involved. It was a question of whether you arrest, because they can get involved without an arrest.
Right. Well, as it turns out, this individual. I mean, he was arrested ultimately. And
because of prior charges.
Yes, and the fact that at least one person is going to more than happy to testify to the assault. You know,
did he assault you?
But I think that, you know, people need to draw a line. Well, no, he would have, but I evaded him. Uh-huh. But I think people do need to draw the line between sympathy for people who are having substance abuse problems or mental health episodes, and people who are actually assaulting people, passersby.
Yeah.
You know, we're very tolerant in Central Square, much more so than any other part of the city. But I think that, you know, assaulting people is, you do have to draw the line there.
Well, you do have to intervene. And I guess I'm asking you, that an arrest can still end up with the person getting treatment. It doesn't mean that they...
That's right. That's absolutely right. And actually what happens often in cases like this is that it used to be somebody in Judge Schrager, who would actually run what they called homeless court, where they would actually do this thing. Basically, they're just trying to find best solutions. But at some point, when actual assaults are taking place, you do need to intervene so that there's no more assaults happening. You know, and yes, you can do all these other nice interventions. That's great. You know, but you know, bottom line is still public safety still counts for something. You know.
Okay. All right. There's a lot of issues around that. I'm just saying the police were called, they made an intervention, and then ambulance came and they went to a hospital for evaluation.
Right.
So
right.
Yeah. Along with that, there's an arrest. I guess it all comes part of the package.
Right.
I guess.
Right. You know, but it's sort of like, so I feel like it's
what you're saying.
I feel like when you're pushing a stone uphill, and even your local elected officials are standing in the way of basically preventing assault. Yeah. I kind of have a problem with that. So.
Well, you brought up, and you haven't mentioned yet, that the police discovered there were many prior charges.
That's right.
Which I think ultimately why they arrested him. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, so that's it.
And wonder whether, you know, I was just going to say that people that promoting the heart model and all that, really, what would have been much different?
Nothing. Who knows, really?
Because the person needed to be dealt with. No, the person needed to be dealt with. The Cambridge police know how to do that. Maybe not in all cases. And it got dealt with.
The Cambridge police were great. They were great. They were great in every way, actually, in how they handled it.
They de-escalated it. Yeah, they de-escalated it. So So we only have like half a minute left. So, that was unfortunate that.
So anyway, I think the last thing I was just going to say in the last half a minute here. So I say I did have a little fun, as I occasionally do every few years, doing an April Fool's version of Cambridge Civic Journal.
Yes.
And I got some very nice feedback from everybody.
Yeah, you really went all out on that one.
Well, not so much so, but I did enjoy doing it. And,
as far as I know, you know that?
Maybe so, right? But there's only, as far as I know, there's only one person in the city who took offense.
Didn't
and
like
well,
yeah.
tough.
Well, we don't have to name names.
You know, that's right. You know, so
all
anyway.
Right.
So we'll see y'all
again
soon.
We'll see you in the second Tuesday of the month.
See you then.